Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio, inviting you to the special celebration. This is a special celebration, ladies and gentlemen. We hope that you understand that. This is a special celebration. I hope everyone can hear me out there. And I am going to be testing my phone. It sounds as if I can hear echo here, but I may have to call right back into the line, ladies and gentlemen. If you are not hearing me, I will resume with the music just to do a test. All right, ladies and gentlemen, then we're on the air. Okay. All right, we're on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Carrie Room. Just a little test there for you guys. Normally I'm not on Saturdays, but this is a special occasion, and I am so happy you decided to frequent our room this evening. Our chat room will be open tonight, and I am soliciting for a host to host my chat room for me. So if you're out there and you would like to be the host this evening, Omi is soliciting for you to host my chat room while I work in the studio. I will be on the chat room list as a co-host to assist you. However, those chat room frequent visitors, please come into the chat room. It is open. You don't want to miss this segment, ladies and gentlemen. We decided to add this segment on talking about the benefits of engagement for the young, black, and gifted. Now, we're going to be talking about two-part series. One is going to be the actual engagement of young people who are getting engaged in a marital engagement. The other is to engage African-Americans in their skills and their arts and their craft. And we're going to be talking about louder than a bomb today. Now, I don't know how many of you are interested in pork and who are familiar with the latest slogan, louder than a bomb, from Chicago, Illinois, bringing you louder than a bomb with their poetry slam. The week of December the 21st, we're going to be introducing our poetry slam that's louder than a bomb for African-American youth here in the city of Gary, Indiana, and across the diaspora. We're going to be soliciting for those poetry addicts to come in and slam down their poetry and come and compete. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is louder than a bomb, and we start to come on this evening because we want to bring you a two-part segment, the engagement of African-American youth, and also engage in their gifts and crafts and art. How do we get them involved in their poetry? How do we get them involved in their instrument and song and dance? Because it's going to be louder than a bomb this evening, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this. And because we partnered with the National Global Conference, they now have the video out, Louder Than a Bomb. You can go and use the code LOUD, L-O-U-D-E-R, louder, with lowercase. And you can plug in and get to see that video of all the youth all over Chicago and from everywhere else reciting their poetry. They're louder than a bomb. You don't want to miss it. Go out and solicit and go on the National Global Conference for Educators, and you can look up the website VIM that will allow you to feature that movie. And the code is louder, L-O-D-E-R. Get that video, watch it, mothers, and you watch it, because it's going to be louder than a bomb when they slam down their poetry. Now, tonight we're going to feature some poetry reading as well as talk about the benefits of the engagement for the youth before they get married. What are the benefits, and how can one know they're ready to become engaged, and should the engagement run for a length of time? And should those couples be prepared financially before they go into this thing called holy matrimony? We're going to be discussing it. These things have happened to me in my life, and I want my youth to know that I'm going to lay it down proper to them, because you can tell your youth what you want to tell them. They're going to do what they want to do anyway, and it will be their mistakes. But however, they need to turn to the elders to get instruction on something that they've never done before. So we're going to lay it out there for the youth and tell them, yes, we implore you to be married. Yes, we want you to be engaged so you can think these things over and have counsel, proper counsel. Those who have gone into marriage without proper counsel, they have found that there were tons of mistakes that they ran into just because they didn't respond to proper counsel. Now, we don't want to delay you at all, but we want to do our ritual, because we have a special ritual for our youth today who are engaging in a holy matrimony engagement. You can go out on my website. I'm a true to my to what I believe in. You go on my website, site http://www.mountenterprises.weebly.com. There is an engagement there, one of the best engagement, and a whole host of other engagement parties that are listed on that site. You want to view them. I think it's a shame if young people don't get a chance to have that lengthy engagement and engage in doing something with research and finding and fact-finding so that they have a chance in their relationship and they can master them. So the first part of our show, we're going to be doing the libation and dedicating to those who are engaging their lives. And it could be for a relationship. It could be for a newfound art or a profession, and we're going to be talking about poetry as a profession and how do the youth use their gifts to write and write poetry and become a professional. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going right into the libation, but we're going to pause now and give you a slowed-down version of the Omega process. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Take a break. Special libation. Please join us. If you will stand to your feet, we're about to do our special libation in dedicating this to the youth who are finding the necessity to have a longer engagement and committing themselves to understanding their spouse and potential significant other. As we stand to our feet, we ask God to allow us to venture out into understanding the purpose of the engagement and how do we use that engagement to find out the best route for preparing our marriage. Should we be hasty about it? Nowadays, young people do not want to shack. They want to hurriedly get into the marriage for fear of dishonoring that woman's head. Well, you dishonor the woman's head when you refuse to make preparation for that engagement. The preparation is so vital that you must understand the preparation is to look at your finances, to look at long-haul activity and short-term activity. It is very important when you're coming into blended families that you must observe the necessity, economic status, so that you will not walk into a situation where there's turmoil and confusion over filthy lucre because you have not properly stored up a nest egg for the potential crisis in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to the youth now. Please hear me, young men and women. It is honorable to be married, but it's dishonorable knowing that you cannot take care of a family, knowing that you are not properly financially equipped. How do you become financially equipped, one may say? Do you become rich first? No. You make preparations, you put money away, and you also prepare a dowry, something to bring to that woman, whether it be a bedroom set, a living room set, or you bring in utensils for the house, and you come equipped, ready to collaborate your efforts with that significant other. This can be done during the engagement, all the preparations for purchasing everything and buying together cohesively, putting your money together and stockpiling together, will make for a successful engagement and thereafter a successful marriage. But for one to be hasty, knowing they have not saved up at least 6 months of rent and lifestyle for living can pose a serious problem if a crisis should hit. I tell this to my sons so that they will understand that mother is trying to lay a foundation for you. I would not ever take away your decision to engage in holy matrimony. I am for that and I believe in that, but I know that you must understand that there's a preparation for everything. Those who go hastily into anything is bound to have some problems. So we're going to ignite the libation today and ignite it for those young people who are going through engagements right now and making decisions on how to prepare. So we pour the libation for Oladulama Ray and for the three manifestations of the Godhead, Akamare, in honor of Akamare, where we say Ashe. We pour our libations for our mother, Spirit, Yamanja, Ashe. We pour libations for our father, Spirit, Obatala, and we say Ashe. I pour libations to the east and then to the west. Now to the west. I pour libations to the north and then the south. Now to the north. And then to the south. We pour a special libation for those young men and women who are engaging in holy matrimony, that they may have favor and that they may be shown guidance. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, as we stand with our hands open, I'm asking those potential engaged candidates who are thinking about the transition of engagement, what does it mean? How do you propose and how do you prepare for an engagement? What are the things that you need to store up? What are the things that you and your minister must talk about? How do you walk into a blended family? And what do you do when it comes to taking care of the children? These are all questions that I know you want answered, and they're very vital questions The engagement could last for a long time, and there's no need to rush the engagement, young people. You must understand, to be young, gifted, and black means you have an advantage. You have an edge because your life is youthful. You want to maintain youthfulness in your marriage and in your engagement. The engagement time is supposed to be the most exciting time of your life as you prepare to get to know one another, to spend time and to be intrigued about the character of each other. And the question is, are you studying your character? Are you understanding that it takes more than just love to be engaged, that it also takes a commitment of the economic status to be prepared to take care of one another? That is a big question today. Young people, as young, gifted, and black youth, you have to understand to take care of another, you must save and put away saving. So when you walk into a situation, you can demonstrate that love through the ability to be a giver. But if you cannot give easily and quickly and spontaneous, your spouse may assume that you don't love them. Not necessarily so, but because people are connected to material things and they identify love with material things, it might be mistaken as if you don't love her. So you have to get it straight. You must explain to your significant other that you are preparing a place for the family. You are stockpiling your money so that you can be prepared for any crisis. If you do anything other than that, you are going unprepared. There are many marriages that wish they would have at least saved up at least 6 months' earnings to prepare to lay the foundation for a proper marriage. And we're going to pray for you today, and we're going to pray that God will give you favor. For those young people that are out there that are preparing to get married or already in engagement, it is my prayer that I send energy to you. And for those who have already made their decision to tie the knot and have gone to the justice of peace, I want you to know it is not an African tradition or custom to go into the justice of the peace to have your ceremonies done. Africans go into the community and to the privacy of their home to conduct those ceremonies. This will be a ceremony for you to understand that when you do the privacy thing, you are not adhering to governmental laws and publicly announcing your wedding. It is okay to have a formal wedding later, but it's also okay to have it in the privacy of your home and with your family and loved ones. And as we stand here today over the airways, we are blessing marriages all over the diaspora. Those marriages that have gone on this week, we bless them. And we ask that Oladula Mare take the youth, the young man and the young woman by the hand and guide them into truths and all understanding and all knowledge. We ask that Oladula Mare will be present there and their household. So when there is a possibility for a rising up of a misunderstanding, Oladula Mare will be there to clarify and make understanding clear. We ask that those households will be blessed immensely with all the desires of their hearts and all the things that they are in need of, that they will be supplied with that. We ask that every young man will have the grit and understanding to hold down a job and to maintain his family, and that he will understand that his wife, being in a childbearing stage, that she's given the right to go home and appropriate without feeling fearful that she must bring in the filthy lucre. We're asking that every one of these young men take control of their household and take the leadership, and that they wear the pants in the house, and that they begin to exemplify a plan for their house, a plan that could be carried out by the master, a plan that God can honor, so that they will have foundations to live from. We thank you, Father, that you have begun to do the work into these marriages and that you will begin to bless them. Now, we open up the call lines right now for those of you who might have questions about engagement. Is it necessary? How long should it last? And what are some of the things that you need to know before you become engaged with anyone? Our phone line is 646-478-0270, and the phone lines are now open and our chat room is officially open. We still would like to solicit for anyone that would like to host in our chat room today. I am playing the co-host role in the chat room. Now, once again, we've been talking about marriage quite a bit, and I want you Africans to understand we are not traditionalists at all when it comes to Eurocentric traditionalists, but we are African traditionals, and we must follow our tradition. What is absent in our community right now is the fact that we have not followed the traditions of our fathers, and we have not following the instruction of our elders. Here's the instructors of your elders. Hear and listen and be blessed. The instructors of your elders is that we must maintain the village. And as we maintain the village, there is a structure and a lifestyle for the village. And that is to preserve every woman so that every woman has the inalienable right and opportunity to be wedded at her desire. And that every woman has the right to allow some man to cover her head. Therefore, Africans traditionals believe in the 701 plan. I'm introducing once again the 701 plan to you. It will be introduced more frequently because it is written in the Bible and prophesied that there will be seven women to every one man. So this is officially introducing the 701 plan. You'll be hearing more about the 701 plan in my next segment next month as we talk about the cultural redemption for our African families and village. And this is one of the segments of the cultural redemption that we will implement back into our customs and traditions and engagement, the philosophy of understanding the benefit of polygamy in relationships, as well as contractual agreements, and as well as having your sons and daughters prepare for an engagement. Ladies and gentlemen, as a marriage and family relationship counselor, I will be eventually counseling and coaching on engagements as well as marriages. I am equipped and licensed to marry, bury, and baptize. However, I am going to be using the customs and traditions of our fathers, which are ancient African traditions. I believe that we should understand that what is Westerners, we must remain Westerners, but what is our tradition, we must embrace those. And we're embracing those by looking at the polygamy statues and how the African-American woman created those statues and for what purpose. But to maintain the village concept and bring security to the family so that every woman's head would be covered. Do you not know the more couples that are married, the more opportunities they have for voting rights and for legislating various different laws? When a woman is not married, it becomes very difficult for her to move in society. And I want you to understand that the customs and traditions of Africans are not strange to African Americans. We are Africans first. So the question here should not to be or not to be African, because we are Africans. Take your proper places, African men and women. And know that you have to come into customs and tradition. What has failed us in society has not been government set aside, potential jobs from the government, or even filthy lucre. What has failed us, I hate to tell you, is that we've abandoned our customs and tradition. When a man or woman abandon their customs and traditions, they will soon lose their purpose. And they will soon lose the fact that a nation without purpose and guidance and direction will soon lose his ability to stand in a cultural society. Black people, we have fallen lower than a refugee because we don't know our customs and rituals and tradition. You may frown on me for acknowledging my mother and my father, but my mother and my father that I pay homage to, they're lighting the way for me. They're opening up the door for me. Why don't you let them open it up for you and your children as well by teaching them of the customs and traditions of their forefathers and foremothers? We believe in duality and balance, that the man and the woman rule simultaneously, that there is no woman hiding behind the man's steps, but the woman stands on the side of him and rules simultaneously with him in duality. Africans have forgotten their customs and fallen so short of that of a traditionalist that they would not know their traditions if they saw them. That is why I teach and implore you to open up your books and find materials that will further teach you about your custom and tradition. Today's segment is on engagement. Is it necessary? And what are the benefits of an engagement prior to marrying? Those phone lines are open right now, 646-478-0270. I employ all of those radio hosts to call in, because every one of the radio hosts should be talking about how we can come back into traditions and custom. If we're going to save ourselves, and that's what we're going to have to do, because there's nobody else out there that's going to reunite us with our customs and tradition but ourselves. So we best start talking about what are the tools for saving us in our marriage potential, our engagement. Is it to come back into traditional customs? And how do we come into traditional custom if we don't know ourselves? The first step is to know yourself, to know that you're African, and know that you require music, song, and dance, just as you require water and air to breathe. Those are necessities. And ceremonies are definitely required. And this thing that we are doing, running after traditions of European, we have to stop. Because the marriage ceremonies were never done from the courthouse. We went and asked Master if we could jump the broom, but we had our own marriage vows. We must bring our customs back into being, and we must understand that our households are different, and they're ran different from any other race of people. We are cultural people, and we believe in being communal. We are communal force, meaning that we do things in duality. We eat together. We sleep together. And we must also think collaboratively together, that us have to make it. And the way that we make it, I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. I cannot exist without you. We exist in communal status. So relationships and marriages and engagement were ordained by our ancestors. Even though the master may have split us up during the movement of the Middle Passage, but somehow Polly got back with Buck, and they met up in the next chapter. Somehow the children reconnected back to the mother. Nothing but death can stop us from having communal relationship. And that's what should happen in the relationship of engagement. Your engagement must be the stepping stone to iron out the problems for the potential relationship before you get married. There must be the time when you stockpile and buy things and you collaboratively go out and travel and you sport the woman. You show her off. You put her on a pedestal. You take the china cup and saucer down and you display it. But you don't let anyone touch it, because it is for your primordial desires and it is a gift to you. So as a woman come into your life, man, as a gift, you must understand she wants things. She likes to be pampered. She likes to be showed off. You are going to have filthy lucre to dispose of to provide her with that. So think careful and hard before you decide to jump into marriage. Engagement is in order for you, and it's a benefit through God's eyes that he will give you the benefits for seeking his direction and guidance on everything you do when it comes to an institutional marriage. And that's all I want to say on that subject. Now, I want to let young men and women who are those poetry slingers, body bringers, word slingers, we want to alert you that it is important for you to know your art and your craft. And if you're one of those young, gifted, and black young men out there and you're a poetry slinger and you like to bring the word, it's important that you understand it's a way for you to communicate. And I advocate poetry slinging and the poetry slam. So for those young people out there, I want you to dial in at 646-478-0270. Come December 1st, we'll have the first poetry slam here in this room under our redemption plan, bringing young people back into the plan and letting them bring their poetry in so they can use through their poetry. Now, today, because of time, we are introducing it because you have art. You have skills and crafts. Some of you are artists. Some of you are poets. Some of you are songwriters and singers. You have gifts. You're young. And that makes you powerful, young, gifted, and black. Our chat room is open if you'd like to come in and chat about it and you don't feel confident to go on the mic just yet. Come in and join us in the chat room. We are talking about the young folks who have gifts because they have youth. Now they're displaying their poetry. Now they're displaying their art. They want to display their songwriting. This is the time to do it. You are young. And whatever you're going to do, you must do it at the early and infant age, as young as you can. Because if you get older, like us elders, we have desires to do things, but we must live our lives through our children. And our children must understand, they must look back at what their families have laid down as customs and tradition. We need customs and tradition in our lives. That is why our communities are dying. That is why our neighborhoods have died, and that is why we see the boarded up houses. If there's nothing going on in those homes where people are visiting and communicating, then God saw fit to board them up. Why don't we open them back up? And why don't we hold on to them and bring forth company in our homes as we sit and have church like we used to in the backwoods, in Mud Deer's house, in Big Mama's house, in Papa's house, in Aunt Peach's house, travel from place to place, come out of these churches and go and have church in the home so that the young people can see what it is you do in church and learn tradition. Because some of them won't follow you into the church house, but they will follow you over to Big Mama's house and Papa's house. And then you can set up the rituals, and then you can teach them tradition, and then you can teach them the African bembes. How many of you know about the African bembe, where we get in the spirit and get slayed in the spirit, and we dance to the spiritual drumming, and we dance until we become invoked by the spirit? How many of you would like to be a part of a bembe so you can work out your problem and your frustration? This is what Africans do. They work out their frustration through a bembe, a dance-off. And why do you see so many young people out in the discos dancing? Because it's in their spirit. They know they can work off their inhibition through dancing. But let's change the music for them and give them our African Ifa traditional songs and drumming so that they will begin to go into the spirit and become invoked and have a message for the community from our ancestors. This is why the dance is necessary. This is why it's important for us to start to visit and to be able to call over families and get together so that we could talk among ourselves about African tradition and what is customary and what is not. We're closing our doors. We've been boarding our doors up and preventing each other from visiting, and we are not even telling our story. Why don't you tell our story again? That would be reason to have company this Thanksgiving, because you're going to tell the traditional story of the Africans. And bring about the drum, and let the drums drum so it can heal your very heart. Ifa wants to mend your broken heart today, ladies and gentlemen. And let him do it for you. Let him do it for you. Because we are broken beyond broken. A man or woman that's lost their tradition had no need for money or jobs. That is why God has taken them away. And my ritual that I did and my oracle reading for the nation will be coming forth on the 21st of December. But I did a ritual for the reading of African American. Right now, there is frustration on the earth. Everyone wants to be a boss, and everyone is fighting and biting for a position. No one is listening to anyone, and everyone wants to be their own boss. But there can only be one leader, one mission, one unity, and one people with a word. What will your word be today? How will we unify our nation without a word from a leader? We must come together and know that one thing will not change, and that is our traditions and custom. Men will change. You are not to put your faith in the legs or arms of a man or woman, but our traditions won't change. They will go on for centuries. Let us pass on something to our youth by passing on the traditions of their customs. Without customs, you're nothing. I don't care how many jobs you obtain and how rapidly you move up the glass ceiling for employment. If you do not take your customs and traditions with you, you're nothing. And customs and tradition are what's going to get you through and prepare you to live in a new system. You'll be able to carry those traditions and customs with you. Why not practice libation? Why not practice living a lifestyle? And it's time for us to get out of here. So let's kick it up and get out of here. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The putting the lifestyle, but that's the thing. Get your customs and traditions together. I'll see you again on Monday. Thank you so very much for coming on board with this special feature. And we'd like for you to also view that movie, Louder Than a Bomb. It is about the poetry slam. And youth, I am behind you in your poetry slam. We will be giving our poetry slam in the month of December. So we want you to get your poetry ready because we're going to slam the house and we'll be louder than a bomb. You can bet your bottom dollar that we're going to slam the house. Go ahead on, Lil G, and be the one with the big head full of wisdom and slam your body on the world. Baba Booey to you, y'all. And O Double, I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned.